Welcome back, Jamie McKibben, Outdoor Radio Show, WKHM, and let's bring in Tom Knutson with our Knutson Sporting Goods, Fishing, Hunting Report, and more. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Jamie.
So I text Tom yesterday, and I said, what in the world? This freaking winter weather guy can't make up his mind. First we get, you know, snow in November, and then freezing cold temperatures last week again, bitterly cold temperatures, and then just not what you really wanted to see Sunday through Thursday, right?
No, there's not much we could do about it. And, you know, like I said, it's been like being in a traffic jam all year. Gas and go, hit the gas, go for a little ways and start getting rolling. Then you got to slam on the brakes again. So it's just been one of those winters.
And kind of unpredictable a little bit. If you would have bet me $100 last week when it was so bitterly cold out that the Knutson's Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament would have to be canceled, I would have took that bet. I would have bet you $100 that it wouldn't have been canceled. No problem.
Well, that's kind of why I said we're going forward. And then all of a sudden I had to backtrack because there was no way we could go forward.
So what are you seeing right now? I mean, just the I guess the warmth, the temperatures, the rain that we got just deteriorated the ice enough to say, no way.
Right. It got us below our 8-inch number, you know, that I can safely have a tournament for that many different people. So we had to roll it back and just say we're going to do it next year because there's just no more time in the season. And, you know, safety was our number one concern. And, you know, there was some 4-inch ice out there at that point, and it just there was nothing we could do. So we had to shut her down.
And when you're talking about safety, that's not a negotiable thing, right? It's just that it's
not with 300 fishermen. Whoops. No, not with 300 fishermen. There's not. Yeah, that's totally different than, you know, 5-10 guys going out ice fishing on 4 to 5 inches of ice. You know, it's totally different animal. You know, and so there's just no way to pull it off safely. You know, the logistics of getting people on and off the ice, those type of things. You know, I mean, 300 people going on the ice at one time, you know, puts pressure on areas that, you know, you don't get by just a couple here, a couple there.
Yeah, because what happens the first thing when you get a warm-up like this, the shorelines start to go.
Right, yeah. We start losing the shoreline, and, you know, you got to get them on. You know, you got to get that. And then, you know, without having – I will not – you know, I just won't – you know, unless I absolutely have to not have a walking tournament. It's just not fair to the situation, and that tournament deserves better than a walking tournament.
Sure. Okay, so that was...
If we had 20 teams, that's a different story. You know, but for 150 teams, we got to have a walking tournament.
So, pretty warm again on Thursday with the rain, and that just kind of sealed the deal. But then yesterday, the temperatures, of course, because old man winter can't make up his mind, are pretty darn cold, and we're making ice again, and we're probably making ice again today, right?
Well, let's put it this way. The most ice on those lakes has already happened for the season. I wouldn't classify that we're going to be able to make ice anymore going forward. Yeah, you know, we got now, you know, this late in the game, the rays are getting harder, stronger. So we're going to maintain what we had, and it tightened up what we had. So, you know, as far as growing, I think, you know, we're not going to grow a lot more ice than what's already out there.
But, Tom, for the guy that's just going out ice fishing, you know, I'm not talking now 300 people on the ice. For the guys that are just going out ice fishing, you know, 3-4 guys, did the ice tighten up enough, do you think, in your opinion, if you're careful?
In certain areas. But, again, there's certain areas where I know people have found 2 inches of ice. So you've got to be careful still, but there are areas where you can fish.
Yeah, we went Sunday, and I was just saying this before the break, here on Williams Lake at the radio station, that river goes through it, the Grand River goes right through it. And I didn't walk across it last week because I wasn't sure. I walked around it. And I walked down to the lake yesterday when it was so cold. It's wide open. You can see the whole river system going right through the middle of the lake. It's wide open.
Yep, absolutely. So you got to know your lake, got to know your spots, got to know what kind of ice you had before this warm-up. You know, if anything that was in that 9-inch range, you're probably pretty good. Anything that was less, you probably shouldn't go on.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, I guess, for my sake and my knowledge and people listening, what happens now with the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament as far as the people that, you know, that they were in? What happens to them? What happens to your place? That kind of thing.
Yeah, we just roll everything over to next year. So, you know, there won't be any new entry process for 2020 because there was no tournament in 19. So that tournament will be basically the 2019-2020 event. The one thing different this time around is that there were 18 teams who got out after I set the tournaments on, you know, let's go fishing, and when I had to cancel it. So there was 18 teams that dropped out. Those 18 teams have the ability to get back in if they want to. So we could theoretically have
that makes sense.
168 teams for the Midwest Open next year.
Okay. All right. And did I read
I just only felt it that way, to be fair.
Absolutely. And did I read something about maybe a little bit more money in the kitty next year, too?
Yeah. So, you know, if all 18 of those teams, and which would be $3,600 more to the pot, plus we're adding $5,000 on top of that. So there could be $8,600 more into the pot for 2020.
Awesome.
So that won't be going to the top prizes. It'll be mixed throughout the center of the event.
Well, I think that makes it a lot of fun for everybody. You guys have always been pretty fair with the prizes, and that just kind of levels the playing field. Maybe not for the 20,000, because that's got to be the best of the best on that particular day, but kind of nice when you got those prizes spread out through the course of the field.
Absolutely. That's what makes our event so successful.
And before I let you go, think I heard over 200 in the coyote contest. Is that true?
Crawling in on 230 on the coyote contest. We're about 45, 48 behind last year's numbers on these dates.
Well, that's okay.
Yep, absolutely.
And then that goes through, what is it, March 1st?
March 1st, yep.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Tom, I appreciate it.
Big battle. There's three guys battling for the top. I think they're crawling into the 30s now for most. So there's three guys, I think, battling for that title.
And how about the weight? Did that 44-pounder, is that still standing?
44, yeah, we're in the high 44s now. And 44, I'm sorry, I don't have that right in front of me, but that was beat this week.
So the one that was the first one brought in that was 44 pounds, that's been beat barely?
That's been beat, yep, barely.
Okay,
yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, Jamie, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Tom Knutson, Knutson Sporting Goods, Hunting, Fishing Report, and more here on the Outdoor Radio Show.